use the lighted room, you'd say is, in other words, you'll never go into a dark room.
Well, it's a good idea to turn the light on before you go in.
Yeah, but I mean, even if there's a little light there, it even sleeps with the light.
He's a little, you know, scary.
Yeah. How about someone, excuse me.
That made me think about it. One time I was up here where I live now, and there's a kid come up to the door, tapped on the door. I walked to the door, and to my surprise, he had a handkerchief over his face, just like he's outlaw. Just his eyes were showing. And I said, "What do you want?" He said, "Stick him up."
Mm.
And he had something in his coat, a sleeve down over it, I don't know what. But the first thing I done is just jerk that down. And he ducked his head and turned around. So I never did know who it was, but nevertheless.
He scared the difference.
He didn't scare me to start with, but after I got thinking about it, I thought, well, dadgum, he might have been somebody that read him in. I believe he did, but it didn't scare me. And I jerked his face and he just ducked his head. I never knew who it was.
I bet you scared the dickens out of him.
But I did. But he took me off around the house, and he went around the house and said, "I'll get you." But from now on, I hooked the screen door one night when I opened the door.
Uh-huh.
He was smart enough that he had pulled the screen back. And when I opened the door back, why, he's right at me.
Oh.
He had all advantage of him in the world, but I was close enough to him to jerk the handkerchief.
Yeah. It's good to have a dog in a case like that.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get a dog. I don't know. I've got two little girls, and I'm afraid they're just going to take them apart if I get one, because they've never been around that.
Well, it won't be long for the dog to take care of yourself. No, you
I'm a little afraid of that, too.
Well, it will, but they'll get along all right, I believe. I believe they'll get along all right. I have a little.
They sure want one.
I've got a little adopted granddaughter out there that's about 3 years old, I guess. No, I guess she's 4 years old. And she has a little dog, and she just gets an awful kick out of it.
It's good for her.
The little dog will, she can lay him down, and he just lay there and put his feet anywhere, and he just lay the way she leaves him.
Hmm.
Play like he's asleep, cover him up. He just had lots of fun with
him. Got him well trained.
Yeah.
If someone's always wearing dirty clothes and they're sort of torn and sloppy, you say the man's
pretty ragged.
And the man's habits are
pretty bad.
Uh-huh. Would you say he's slovenly, slouchy, or
slouchy? Yes.
And what does this mean, slouchy? That's someone who is what?
Well, not very well cared for, and wears kind of a ragged way of careless is about his appearance.
Uh-huh. Someone makes up his mind and won't change it no matter what, you say he's
pretty hard-headed.
I think that's my trouble.
Well, I guess we're all affected a little bit.
And someone who can't take a joke, who he's easily offended, you say, careful with him,
he's mighty sensitive.
And let's see, you say, don't play a joke on him or he'll get
mad.
If a young mother had a baby who were, let's say, just had the croup or something, and the young mother were just almost hysterical, what might you say to her? Don't get excited.
Don't get excited yet.
Just
be quiet.
Uh-huh. And when you came home from a hard day's work, you'd say you were what?
Pretty tired.
And if you were extremely tired, you'd say you were?
Oh, yeah, I'm pooped.
What expression do you use for becoming ill?
I'm most generally sick.
I mean, do you say I got sick or I took sick?
I just got sick in a horse or something.
Uh-huh. Or I was in bed last week because I
just sick.
Uh-huh.
Had a bad cold or whatever, it might be the wrong way.
And when you get a cold, would you say I had a cold, I took a cold, I caught a cold?
He used that all three of those expressions.
They're all common, huh?
Yeah, all common here.
Mm-hmm. And when your voice gets sort of raspy down there, you say you're...
I got a sore throat.